In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, I was thinking this morning, yeah, I do think, and I said, you know, what do I have to tell God's people today? Like, what is the message today for you as well as for me? What is God saying to us? And as I opened a book and began to read, I started to think that the secret of the ministry of Jesus was the Holy Spirit. The secret of Jesus' ministry was the Holy Spirit. And the secret of the early church was the Holy Spirit. You know, when things get established, we start resting on our laurels and we don't depend upon the Holy Spirit. When things get established, it's part of being human. We establish them, they're of God, but the very reason why they were established was that the Spirit of God gave us the establishment. But as a result, we have rested on our establishment and not counted the need of God's Holy Spirit. Jesus' secret, when he was baptized, he experienced the Holy Spirit. It was a theophany. "Behold Jesus, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Holy Spirit is the secret in Jesus' ministry. The Holy Spirit is the secret in the early church. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. You know, the one gospel evangelist that is very partial to the Holy Spirit is Luke. Oh, yes, Luke is partial to the Holy Spirit. Mary conceives of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, the Spirit of God comes upon Mary, and the baby in the womb of Elizabeth starts dancing. The Spirit of God comes upon Mary in the Annunciation. The Spirit of God comes upon Zechariah, and he proclaims the Word of God. I tell you, it's wonderful. The Holy Spirit is the secret, and unfortunately, it is a secret. He's a secret because most people depend upon establishment rather than depending upon the Holy Spirit who gave us the establishment. You see, I'm not against the establishment. I'm not against the church. But most people depend upon the church and not upon the Holy Spirit. I have to depend upon the Holy Spirit, and I have to be part of that body of Christ called the church. But without the Holy Spirit, I am absolutely useless. Like today, let me tell you about today, just the way it started. The way today started was I received a call, and the call was, "We're coming to visit you so that you can pray with somebody who has cancer." Okay. I know more than anybody else that I cannot heal anybody of cancer. I haven't got that power. But I do know, and I have very many witnesses that have come to Holy Rosary and have been healed of cancer, like Jean. Jean has been healed of cancer. And the reason she was healed, because she came to the church, we prayed, they gave her 3 months, but you know what? She's living 6 years later without cancer, by the grace of God, by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. It's all about the Holy Spirit. And Jean came to us because her friend had a friend that came to us And he was riddled with cancer and was miraculously healed. And, you know, it's amazing. I heard just yesterday that there was someone healed of cancer in New Hampshire. It's amazing. So today, my day started by someone coming to visit me to be prayed with for the healing of cancer. I need the Holy Ghost. I can't heal of cancer. I can't get anyone better. I don't have that ability. I need the Holy Spirit. I need to be directed by the Spirit. I need the ministry of the Holy Spirit because I cannot heal people. You see, it's the same with preaching. You know, I can preach till the cows come home, but unless the Spirit of God is on my tongue and on my preaching, nothing happens. Oh, I can give you some knowledge, but knowledge puffs up and makes you proud. I don't want to give you only knowledge. I want to give you the key to living, and the key to living is Jesus Christ, and the Spirit always leads us to Jesus the Lord, to Jesus Christ. I tell you this. It's very simple. Very simple. I have no power apart from the Holy Spirit. Preaching, teaching, being on the radio, praying for people who are sick. I have no power. I told you just the other day about Henry, who has Parkinson's, and he's been coming to the Holy Rosary, and the doctor says he has improved like between 5 and 8 years. 5 and 8 years ago, he was walking the way he's walking now. At one time, when he came to the Holy Rosary, he couldn't even get out of the truck because he couldn't walk. But now he's walking. Isn't this amazing? But it's the Holy Spirit who does these things through the ministry of prayer. Through the ministry of prayer, you know? And it might not seem like anything is happening, but we continue to pray for the sick. We continue to pray for the people who come to us. I received another call today. You know, somebody was just diagnosed with cancer. Can we come to the 5:30 Mass on Saturday? And after the 5:30 Mass, I hear you pray for the sick. Yes, you come and let me know you're there. Tell me the guy's name and tell me what he has. He has cancer, okay? So you come on Saturday. And, you know, sometimes on Saturday, I just think, you know, we've turned it into a religious thing to do. Just, you know, we lay hands upon the sick and that's what we do. But you know what? Even my thinking that, there's been healing. There's been healing because we're stepping out in faith. I never want Saturday night to become just a religious act, you know? You know, all the same people fall on the floor. That's true. All the same people do this and all the same people do that. But I want the action of the Holy Spirit. Every meeting should be different. Like when we gather on Sunday night to praise the Lord between 7 and 9 every Sunday at the Holy Rosary, every meeting is different. The Holy Spirit isn't into carbon copies. The Holy Spirit is into making us look more and more like Jesus. That's what he's into. But you see, to be led by the Holy Spirit is you don't have an agenda. You don't have an agenda unless God gives you the agenda. Like when the man came in today, I started by telling him about some of the miracles that happened. I started by telling him that I cannot heal people of cancer, but many people have been healed of cancer by our praying because it's Jesus who heals. And the only thing you have to do, sir, is just sit here and I'm going to pray and God's going to move and he's going to do what he needs to do. And you know what? That's what we did. And the man said he had tremendous peace. And he came in with the stomach problem. His stomach was hurting, and he came left without the stomach hurting. I don't know what happened today. It's none of my business. My business is to pray for healing. My business is to declare healing. And it's God's business to heal people. You see what I'm saying? It's God's business to heal people. I said to him, you know what? I don't understand too much, but I understand this much. Jesus Christ heals people. I don't understand why some people don't get healed. I don't understand it. But I do know that Jesus Christ heals people. He heals people. He delivers people. He knows how to do that. He's Jesus. It's in the Holy Spirit. You see, when we minister, it's got to be a ministry in the Holy Spirit, because every person needs something different. Every person needs something different. I might be praying for cancer, but there is unforgiveness in somebody's life that's holding back the healing. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be open to the Holy Spirit. You have to be open to the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, that's what it's all about. But people would much rather depend upon the establishment. I am part of the establishment. I am a Roman Catholic. But no one will be healed if I depend upon only being a member of the church. I need the Holy Spirit to be given to me so that I can pray for the sick. You shall receive power, dynamos, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. This is real. This is real. As a matter of fact, the whole of the Acts of the Apostles can be expressed by Acts 1:8. It summarizes the Acts of the Apostles. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. My Lord, this is God's promise. And you know what? I need to tell you that I need the Holy Spirit. I need that presence of God, that I cannot do anything apart from the Holy Spirit. I can talk and talk and talk, but nobody gets changed unless Jesus Christ is glorified and the Holy Spirit is glorifying Jesus and the Holy Spirit is at work. It's the secret. What did Jesus say? Better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I cannot send you the Holy Spirit. And yet, there are so few people that think of the Holy Spirit. So few people that think, well, you see, the Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. But I have to know I am in need of the Spirit. Even when Jesus was baptized, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he's God, and assures him of his sonship. Thou art the beloved Son of the Father. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit came upon me yesterday, and it was because of, 2 days ago, because of the psalm response. I think it's Psalm 2. Let me see if I can find it. It's very interesting because we pray this psalm quite often, and let me see if it is. Why do the heathens rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, that's the Christ, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. That happened at the baptism of Jesus. Then the next line is when the Spirit really gave me a jolt. Ask of me, and I shall give you the nations for your inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth for your possession. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations. Now, listen, I don't want the nation's money. I don't want the nation's gold. I don't want the nation's silver. I want the nation's souls. I want to preach the gospel to the nations. And you know what? We are on the World Wide Web. Ask of me, and I will give thee the nations for thine inheritance. So I said to the Lord 2 days ago, I want the nations for my inheritance. That's what I want, because I want to preach the word of God to the nations. Ask of me, and I will give thee the nations for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. Ask it of me. You know, we pray that psalm quite often in the breviary, but how many of us are asking for the nations? The word of God says, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. How many of us pray, Lord, I want the nations. I'm not satisfied with Massachusetts. I'm not satisfied with Holy Rosary. I'm not satisfied with the United States. I want the nations for an inheritance. I want to preach the gospel in season and out of season, primarily at Holy Rosary. Primarily at Holy Rose, but I want to preach the gospel to the nations. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the nations for thine inheritance. Are you asking? Are you asking? He might ask you to stop praying for a certain country. You know, the way God works is wonderful, but I cannot tell you what he's telling you, but I can tell you what he told me. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for inheritance. And I started to ask, and I ask again today. I want the nations, Lord. I want the Holy Spirit to lead me to the nations. I want to speak the word of God to the nations. Yes, that's God Almighty knows how to do that. He knows how to open doors. But you see, there we are as an establishment reading that psalm, and we do not see it as a living word. It's a living word. God himself is speaking. Thou art my son, in whom I'm well pleased. We see that's Jesus. Then ask of me, and I will give you the nations. God is speaking to the church that we be missionary minded, that we preach the gospel in season and out of season under the power of the Holy Spirit. That Spirit of God wants to go beyond where I am. People who listen to me today, it's wonderful that I can come into your house, or I can come into your telephone, or not telephone, into your radio, in the automobile, or your Walkman. I can be preaching to you as I'm preaching to myself, that the Spirit of God is necessary if anything is going to happen. And yet the other night we all read, the whole church read that second psalm. Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations. How many of us asked for the nations to preach the gospel to the nations? I'm telling you. Let me tell you, it's very easy to be part of the establishment and to stay in the liturgy and not be inspired. God works through the liturgy, and he wants us to be inspired. I cannot tell you that every time I go to Mass that I am inspired by the Word of God. I cannot tell you. Maybe I'm just blocked. You know, I'm not going to blame God. Maybe I'm just blocked. But the other night when it was proclaimed, I said, yes, I'm asking for the nations. I wasn't feeling very well. I was feeling sick, as a matter of fact. And I said, as sick as I am, I ask you for the nations. I want to preach the word of God beyond here to the ends of the earth and to countries that I don't even know. Now, I don't know how that's going to happen. I've asked and I'll continue to ask. Maybe it happens over the World Wide Web. I don't know. But he asks us to ask. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, we ask. In the power of the Spirit that leads us to glorify Jesus, we ask. Without the Holy Spirit, we are helpless. Completely helpless. With the Holy Spirit, we can do anything the Spirit of God does. And I know the Spirit of God heals. I know the Spirit of God delivers. I know the Spirit of God gives anointed preaching. I know the Spirit of God talks through people who will become a reservoir for the Spirit. I know that. I know that if we surrender to Jesus and we surrender to God, and we ask the Spirit to come upon us, we will be used and we will bless people. Don't you think that you can't bless people? I said again, ask for one person that you would be able to pray with today. I asked on Monday with you. And you know who that person was on Monday? Someone in the market basket. And I prayed for that person and ended by saying, Gloria Jesus. You see, that's the Spirit led me to that person, the Holy Ghost. The secret of the ministry of Jesus is the Holy Ghost. Remember what he said, what the Bible says. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he began to say, I thank you, Father, that you have revealed to the little ones and the lowly what you have kept from the wise and the learned. I want to always be one of the little ones, even though I have a big body. I want to always be one of the little ones and one of the lowly, because you know what? Jesus said that the Spirit of God will come upon us, that he reveals to us the things of God. And you know, that's so important. Yesterday I talked about revelation, when the Lord takes the veil away from our eyes. And you know, I believe God wants to give us revelation every day. Now, can I tell you this? Do I receive revelation every day? I do. But do I know it? No. I am sure God lets me receive revelation every day. I am sure. But I am not sure that I respond to it every day. So, Lord, open my eyes that I might see Jesus. Open my ears that I might hear Jesus. Open my heart that I might welcome Jesus. You see, I need the Lord to do something in order for me to respond to him. Because you see, if the Lord wasn't working the other night, and I didn't allow myself to hear the word of God, I never would have even asked for anything. But you know what? I'm going to tell you what happened. When Caroline prayed that psalm, ask of me and I will give you the nations, I just perked my head up. You know, I was feeling miserable and I was feeling terrible, as a matter of fact. And I just said, okay, Lord, I want the nations. You just told me to ask for them. But you know what? I wonder how many times God speaks to me like that and I am not aware of him speaking. I cannot tell you. I always get it, you know, because, you know, there are things that get in the way. There are trials that get in the way, and the only thing you can think of are the trials. So ask for the nations today. Ask for the Holy Spirit today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon me and upon everybody who listens to me. I ask you for a new outpouring of the new wine that comes through the gospel preaching. I ask you, Father, that you would multiply healings and that you would keep us healthy. I ask you, Father, that you would pour out your Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ the Lord. I pray for that power that was promised on the Acts of the Apostles 1:8, that I would receive more power, not for myself, Lord, not to get rich, Lord, but that I might be able to minister to people and they minister to people in the power of the Holy Spirit. I ask for that Holy Spirit to come into my hands, that when I pray with the sick, they shall be healed. And right now, that's what I'm going to do. In the name of Jesus, by the power of his blood, be healed of every blood disease now. By the blood of Jesus that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, be healed of every blood disease, leukemia. In the name of Jesus, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of righteous Abel. The blood of Jesus speaks far more eloquently than the blood of righteous Abel. In the name of Jesus, I pray that ears would open up, that people would hear the word of God, and that people that have a problem with hearing would be healed now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The other day, I prayed with my brother. My brother is not churched. He's got a big heart, but he's not churched. And he was having trouble with hearing. And I was fooling around, and he says, I can't hear. And I would say, what'd you say? I was fooling around with him, and he didn't even get it. He couldn't even hear me say that. So we prayed, Eleanor and I prayed for my brother. And my brother, that afternoon, called me up to tell me that his ear popped. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? That is wonderful. One day he said to me, Anthony doesn't come around anymore, but I saw him in the bus. In the bus, I saw Anthony. My brother needs your prayers because he can be so powerful for Jesus Christ. He could be so powerful for Jesus Christ. Listen, I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ in the power of the Spirit, in the power of the Spirit. I tell you, we can do nothing apart from the Holy Spirit. If the secret of the ministry of Jesus was the Holy Spirit, and the secret of the ministry of the early church was the Holy Spirit, why is not the secret of the church in 2013 the Holy Spirit? I tell you, the Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus. I will never say that enough. The Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus. I can never say that enough, and I will continue to say it, because the Holy Spirit always leads us to the Messiah. You shall be my witnesses, Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Are you blessed by broadcasts like this? Then bless us so that we can speak to the nations. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.